This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Almost 5,000 Canadians are licensed by the federal government through Health Canada to possess and use medicinal marijuana. Critics say the Canadian government has refused to update the medical marijuana access regulations so that the regulations work for patients and not against them. Compassion clubs like the British Columbia Compassion Club Society in Vancouver aim to help people suffering from a wide range of illnesses to gain a clean, affordable, high-quality cannabis in a safe and supportive environment.
Last week, police launched a major marijuana crackdown in Quebec, targeting 35 people in raids on marijuana compassion clubs. Five clubs in Montreal and Quebec City were hit. In British Columbia, Maple Ridge RCMP arrested a man who is licensed by Health Canada to grow marijuana, making it the first such case in the Vancouver area where a legal grower has had the drug seized by police.
We're joined on the phone by Bob Estes, who has recently opened a Compassion Access Center in Errington on Vancouver Island. Welcome to People First Radio, Bob.
Yeah, hi, thanks.
Bob, you've recently opened a Compassion Club in Errington on Vancouver Island. What are your thoughts when you heard of the raids in Quebec last week?
Well, it's definitely a little scary, but I'm going to stay open. The fact of the matter remains that medical marijuana is legal, and that Health Canada has failed to revamp their program that they have, which was a court-ordered situation. So at least until Health Canada changes what they're supposed to be changing, which basically means supplying a safe access to a safe product that's, not toxic, We'll be here to stay.
Now, Bob, compassion clubs are technically, I gather, not legal in Canada. Their status and their potential role in the distribution of medicinal marijuana are still being debated. And additionally, they're not part of the federal medical marijuana program. I'm wondering if you could speak further about why they exist and why they're important. I think you were moving in that direction when you were talking about the quality of the marijuana provided by the federal government. Tell us more about that.
Well, their product has a few issues. First of all, they only have one variety. And I cannot emphasize enough the importance of several varieties in medical applications. Everybody has a different body. We're all humans, but we're all affected differently by the different components of cannabis, such as the THC, the cannabinoids, all the medicinal factors of it. So basically, Health Canada only has one product. Compassion clubs are supplying many, many varieties of indicas, sativas, which are different varieties, different families, basically, of cannabis. Health Canada's is very, very low grade. It has very minimal THC. It's been irradiated. There's very little medicinal value to it whatsoever. I'm actually shocked. When I received mine from Health Canada, I was shocked at what was inside the packages. And so we have several varieties, and they're also compassion clubs are trying to go in the organic direction. I know everything at my club here is 100% organic. Now, you can't take something that's supposed to be medicine, whether it's raw plant medicine or not, and, cover it in chemicals. There's so many carcinogenic products available for plant growth, pest and mold control. You know, there's all these factors, and Health Canada has taken none of these factors into consideration, or so it seems. And Compassion Clubs are here to supply what Health Canada is failing to do.
We had hoped to reach Jacob Hunter, who is in Ontario at the moment. Jacob Hunter is a policy director with the Beyond Prohibition Foundation. Now, do you know what's happening in Ontario, what is going on with Jacob down there? And can you comment on that?
Well, I don't know exactly what he's doing today, but I'm guessing that they're probably occupying MPs' offices. That's directly related to the extradition of Mark Emery. which, as far as I'm concerned, is an atrocity system. And, so I imagine that's what he's doing. We're trying to free Mark Emery from American prison and have him sent home to Canada.
You're listening to People First Radio. 35 arrests last week after raids on marijuana compassion clubs in Quebec came less than a month after BC marijuana activist Mark Emery was extradited to the U.S. Marijuana has been allowed in Canada for medical use for nearly a decade, but some see the recent crackdowns as evidence of an aggressive anti-marijuana effort that begins with the federal conservative government. We're speaking with Bob Estes, who has recently opened a compassion access center in Errington on Vancouver Island.
Bob, what do you see and hear in the compassionate access center you've recently opened?
I'm seeing a lot of sick people. I mean, I knew that's what I was going to be in for when I started this, because that's what medical marijuana is all about. The sad thing that I'm seeing is that a lot of these people are not getting their doctor's support. The doctors are holding on to their antiquated misconceptions of what marijuana is, and there's actually countless people here that I have to actually turn them away because their doctor won't sign the appropriate forms.
In 2000, Montreal police raided a compassion club, but when that case went to trial, a judge ruled that it was unconstitutional to deny individuals an opportunity to obtain marijuana for medical reasons. According to media reports, police say they expect to lay charges of drug trafficking and conspiracy. In the wake of these most recent arrests, Bob, what do you think will happen?
Typically, the east side of Canada has been has taken more of a negative approach towards marijuana. That's what I'm hoping is happening right now, that those raids won't be carried out throughout BC. That's what we're hoping for. Now, of course, there's also the possibility that this is a government ordered crackdown on something that is apparently illegal. As you know, compassion clubs are illegal. We're just going to do our best to, ride it out and keep helping people to the best of our ability, because that's what we're here for. And like you say, there is a ruling that it is unconstitutional to deprive people of the medicine that works for them. And for a lot of people, opiates don't work. There's a certain percentage of the populace that opiates don't even work for. And there's what else I'm seeing here is a lot of people who have been on these opiates for many, many years, and their organs are shutting down on them. They can't take the harmful medications anymore, the harmful pharmaceuticals. So they've turned to a safer option, which is organically grown medical cannabis.
How do people who are treating illnesses with medical marijuana, how do they respond to the abrupt closure of a compassion club? What are their choices? What do they go through?
My guess is that whenever a compassion club shuts down, the black market, the organized crime, has just gained a whole bunch of new customers, because these people need their medicine. Most can't live without it, like function in daily life. And so what it's going to do is it's going to suddenly send an influx of cannabis users to the streets to purchase unsafe medicine in an unsafe situation. And the only people that are benefiting from that is going to be organized crime.
So then I gather this is what is meant by the phrase that the raids lead to a situation simply backfiring.
That's right. It's going to completely backfire. What needs to happen is Health Canada, or whoever's in charge of this law system, needs to revamp so that compassion clubs are legal. We are a necessary outlet in the community. Every community should have one. There's a lot of people who are going downhill from harmful pharmaceuticals that are being prescribed. Like legally, a doctor can't even prescribe marijuana. They can sign forms that go to Health Canada, but legally a doctor can't even prescribe it. So therefore, their hands are basically tied, and people aren't getting what they need until the situation has changed. If compassion clubs are allowed, there will be a lot more healthier and happier Canadian citizens throughout the country.
Bob Estes, we have just a few seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today?
Well, I really hope that something changes in the near future here. I hope that the raids cease. There's a lot of good people out here, such as myself, sticking our necks out to help people who are in direly need and have nowhere else to go. And it's an absolute necessity that something changes so that we can continue to help these people safely. And I don't just mean by providing a safe organic product, but I also mean in a safe atmosphere where people aren't afraid of repercussions from the justice system.
Thanks very much for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me.
Bob Estes is a medical marijuana user who recently opened the Organic Matters Compassionate Access Center in Errington on Vancouver Island. He told the Nanaimo Daily News on May 8, 2010, "Medical marijuana use is not something that should be shady. I feel the community has asked me to be here."
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.